New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, select the VDB numbers of the titles that you want and mail the enclosed pre-addressed order form or call 800-458-3271. To download these and other locally produced digital titles, 1. Go to http://webopac, spelled webopac.class.com/ID1AOPAC. Number 2, log in. Number 3, click on Browse and select Locally Produced Shelf Content for a list of locally produced titles. New Idaho Talking Books, VDB 01287. Place the headstones where they belong. Thomas Nebar, WW1 Soldier. Adult Nonfiction, author Sherman L. Fleek, read by Sue Vapp. This is the story of a young soldier's journey during World War I from Sugar City, Idaho, to the Argonne Forest of France and back. In a remarkable feat of valor, he overcame multiple wounds and single-handedly stopped a German counterattack. Thomas Nebar consequently received the Medal of Honor and other awards, but after a brief hero celebrity, his life followed a tragic downward arc. Published 2008, 10 hours, 45 minutes. VDB 01305, Sheep Eater to Cry for a Vision, Juvenile Fiction, author Joseph L. Doris, read by Sue Robinson. In the early 1860s, 12-year-old Eric Larson and his family head west in a wagon train to find a valley in pre-Idaho territory with hopes of finding happiness in their new home. Unfortunately, Eric's mother becomes ill, and the wagon master pushes ahead to outrace a blizzard. With his sister far ahead in another wagon, Eric is stranded with his parents. After his father takes a fatal fall, Eric and his mother face a brutal winter alone on the prairie. To survive, Eric seeks help from the Sheep Eater Indians. A poignant partnership soon unfolds between the Native Americans and a white man intent on reuniting with his sister. Published 2009, 12 hours, 15 minutes. VDB 01309, Second Chances, More Tales of Found Dogs, Adult Nonfiction, author Elise Lufkin, read by Chris Query. Every year, millions of dogs are abandoned at animal shelters, racetracks, or on the side of the road. Many end their days without ever knowing a caring human hand, but some are fortunate enough to be given a second chance. And these dogs, often rescued from death's door, seem to have even more than the usual canine capacity for love and loyalty. Second Chances is full of wonderful photos and words from people who have adopted dogs, from sleek greyhounds to scruffy mixed breeds, that have become service dogs, protectors, and friends. Published 2003, 6 hours, 14 minutes. VDB 01311, The Fairy Woman, a novel of the Mountain Meadows Massacre, Adult Fiction, author Gerald Grimmett, read by Lynn McCollum. This book is a work of fiction cut from the tattered cloth of history. It tells the story of Emmeline Buxton, the fictional 16th wife of John D. Lee, who ran Lee's Ferry on the Colorado River in the 1870s. The same Lee was the only Mormon convicted in the 1857 Mountain Meadows Massacre, where over 120 Defenseless Men, Women, and Children Were Killed. Published 2003. 12 hours, 7 minutes. VDB 01320. Coyote in the Mountains and Other Stories. Adult Fiction. Author John Rimber. Read by Deborah Lynch. John Rimber takes the reader on several journeys with modern-day Coyote, a tongue-in-cheek reference to the Native American trickster. Coyote visits various friends, including Badger, Lynx, Bear, and Rabbit. This collection of short stories is thought-provoking and entertaining. Published 1991. 2 hours, 45 minutes. VDB 01322. Dead Owls Flying. Adult Nonfiction. Author Leon R. Powers. Read by Lana Thurston. In an adventure-filled story of a quest for the great gray owl in central Idaho mountains, biologist Leon Powers spirits the reader into the pungent world of the owl's forest home and the intimate center of its reclusive life. What begins as an unobtrusive study of rare owls in the Long Valley culminates as a benchmark against which one can gauge the ongoing shredding of the owl's habitat and the rampant obliteration of the valley's idyllic past. Published 2008. 5 hours, 30 minutes. VDB 01325. Women Helping Women, A Centennial History of the Boise YWCA/WCA. Adult Nonfiction. Author Sarah Nash. Read by Debbie Queen. Nash takes the reader on a journey that explores the history of the Young Women's Christian Association, YWCA, and the Women's and Children's Alliance, WCA, in Boise, Idaho. Women were essential to the growth of the frontier town, but they needed a safe place to live. The YWCA filled that niche and contributed greatly to Boise's history. Published 2011, 3 hours, 6 minutes. VDB 01335. The Brave Cowboy, An Old Tale and a New Time. Adult Fiction. Author Edward Abbey. Read by Tom Jaramillo. Burns, a loner at odds with modern civilization, rides a feisty chestnut mare across the New West, a once beautiful land smothered beneath airstrips and superhighways. And he lives by a personal code of ethics that sets him on a collision course with the keepers of law and order who are hot on his trail. But Burns would rather die than spend even a single night behind bars, and they have to catch him first. Published 1956 and 1992. 8 hours, 11 minutes. VDB 01341. Unsettled Territory, Adult Fiction. Author Leslie Ann Leek. Read by Debbie Queen. Unsettled Territory, the second collection of stories by Leslie Ann Leek, comes from the outback of eastern and central Idaho, the small towns, snow-capped mountain ranges, dry canyons, willow-lined rivers, and sagebrush distances that go on forever. Leek grew up in those small towns, wandered those distances, and brought back stories about the men and women who share an open-hearted emptiness and desolate, joyous freedom. Some Strong Language. Published 2012. 5 hours, 40 minutes. VDB 01345. Lawmen, The History of Idaho Sheriffs, 1863-2000. Adult Nonfiction. Author Linda Hoffenbeck. Read by Rosemary Ardinger. This history is organized by county, with a short biography of each sheriff who served that Idaho county. Published 2012. 11 hours, 6 minutes. VDB01346, The Wild Mare, Juvenile Fiction, author Glenn Balch, read by Rosemary Ardinger. Born among the wild horses of the Owyhee uplands of Idaho, Flax is separated from her band by a twist of fate. She's helped by the kindness of a boy, but when he leaves her side, she runs into an unexpected adventure. Flax joins a new band of horses and learns to run from the rope-swinging cowboys. She'll keep running until she finds a true home. Published 1967 and 2004, 2 hours, 45 minutes. Attention, the Talking Book service will no longer circulate book and magazine titles on cassette after June 30th, 2015. Users are encouraged to request a digital player from the Talking Book service at 800-458-3271 and enjoy improved sound quality and ease of use.